You know, have you ever realized that a big part of listening is the important process of communication? When you don't listen, communication breaks down, right? You probably heard this before. Developing good listening skills is necessary for be successful. Listening can pay great dividends. So, if you want a title for whatever I'm going to say tonight, hearing the word will change your life. Mark Twain said, "Wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would rather have been talking." Listening is a skill that we need to learn both in the natural and in the spiritual. Did you realize God is the ultimate communicator? God clearly communicated in His Word the expectations, the boundaries, the outcomes that He would have for His people. I walked off and left my Bible laying on my desk, so I only got my notebook here. But I do have my Bible on this right here. In fact, Bible's only one translation. I got a whole bunch of translations right here that I can read from. But we, as God's people, must learn to listen to Him and what He says. So I said, well, He's not talking. Yes, He is. When you read the Word, that's God talking to you. Listen. Hello? How many of you have ever had somebody, your parents or teacher or somebody, say, "Listen to me"? How many parents I have in here, or grandparents? How many of you have ever said to your grandchild or your child, hold them by the shoulder and say, "Listen to what I'm saying"? Anybody ever done that? You're not being mean. You're just trying to help them. That's what God is trying to see. We've got to be willing to listen to God. If we're going to be successful, in the way we listen to Him is by reading the Word. Now, look at Proverbs 1:5. You can just hold it right there in Proverbs, because we're going to do a walk through Proverbs there. So get your fingers ready to do some walking, not through the telephone book, but through the Bible. You know, you ever seen that ad, "Let your fingers do the walking"? When you younger people never have, because y'all got it all there on that phone and that iPad. But used to, if you was looking for a number, you had to walk through the pages of the telephone book. Yeah. We had rotary dials too. And you have to wait till it goes back. It wasn't no... Anybody ever live where you had a party line? And Miss Jones, she listened to everybody's conversation. If you want to know anything in the neighborhood, just go talk to Miss Jones, because she listened to everybody's conversation. Did any of y'all have somebody like that in your neighborhood? And back then, when we had this party lines, that means everybody's on the same line. So if you're talking and somebody picks up the line, you know, you have to tell some people, "Hey, please get off the phone. I need to use the phone," because you couldn't call long as they was talking. Man, some of these young people are looking at me like, "What are you talking about?" And some of you can go back far enough to remember whenever everybody had a different ring. And you'd have to wonder if that was your ring. You know, your ring. You might have two short rings or one long ring or something like that. Anybody remember that but me? I got a few people. That was at my grandma's house out on the farm. They had that out there on the farm. All right. Has everybody found Proverbs? If you hadn't, hold up your hand, and I'll send William here, and he can help you. William's a good minister of helps. All right, Proverbs 1:5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Now that's the New King James. The NLT, I'm going to read each one of these. I'm going to read the New King James and then the New Living. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. Now I'll go over to Proverbs 4:10. Proverbs 4:10. I watch the people on the front row. When they get it, I'll read, okay? Jay here, he's got his iPad. He was quick. You can do it a little quicker than you can turn pages sometimes. Okay, Proverbs 4:20. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. That coincides with the psalm, a long life I will satisfy you. But you got to listen to the Lord. The NLT says, my child, listen to me and do as I say, and you'll have a long, good life. Now, go over one more chapter, chapter 5, verse 7. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. The NLT says, so now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I'm about to say. Now move on over to Proverbs 8:33. Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. NLT. Listen to my instructions. Be wise. Don't ignore it. One of the reasons I'm reading from the NLT, because it's a little more like we talk today. Now move on over there to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. Verse 19. Hear, my son, be wise and guide your heart in the way. NLT is a little clearer. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. See, listening to God will keep you on the right course. These verses show you the value of listening more than talking. My dad said one time, he said, more people, and it's all right to pray. He said, we need to pray, and people need to pray. But he said that some people spend more time talking to God than they do listening to God. Come on now. And most of the time, he said, they're always asking for something. Really, when you go to prayer, you should go with thanksgiving first and then present your request, being thankful for what God's already done for you. Enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving, it says. Hello. There's some people, they never say thank you to God. They always say, give me. He is wise. It says what he's better and wiser than we are. But you know what happens if when we do something for somebody and they say thank you, I appreciate it. What's that do? Makes you want to do more for them, right? Reckon it works the same way with the Heavenly Father, because he said we're made in the likeness of him. Come on now. I sometimes start thinking about stuff like that. Actually, these verses show us the value of listening to the right things and listening to the right persons. There's some people, I mean, I was listening to something on, actually it was on Christian television the other day, and the guy was started talking. I listened for just a minute. I said, that's not right. I just turned it off. When people start going contrary to really what the Word of God is saying, putting their own interpretation to it, don't even let it enter your mind. Because the devil then can take that and start trying to use it on you. You know, as we looked at these verses reveal the value of listening. How many times did it say, hear, listen? Same thing, hear, listening, hearing, listening. Actually, you can hear and not listen, really, so you need to put both of them into action. James 1:19. James 1:19. Most time people don't like to read James because he gets on you pretty good. In fact, he gets down on you right here. So then, my beloved brethren, let everyone be quick to hear, swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry or wrath. Amplified says it. Understand this, my beloved brother, that everybody be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. Quick to hear, slow to speak. You know, sometimes when someone's talking to you, you start, while they're talking, you start thinking about a response to what they're saying and never hear the rest of their conversation. Come on now. Am I right or wrong? Do you know we do that with God? We start reading the Word and something gets us there and we start thinking about, well, no, I'm not doing that. And we don't, as we go on reading, but we don't pick up on the rest of what the Scripture says. Anybody understand what I'm saying to you? This verse shows us that we need to be a ready listener. Listening. Without forming any preconceived ideas. Did you know if you already have a preconceived idea of what you're going to tell somebody when you go in to see them, even if they tell you something that you don't even need to tell them what you were fixing to tell them, you'll still tell them that because you don't hear what they're saying because you're thinking about what you are going to say. Sometimes you can go and start reading the Word of God, and as you're reading, you keep seeing the words, but you're not hearing because your mind starts thinking about something else. Come on now, man, it's quiet in here tonight. Y'all listening or you going home? I know you're listening. What I'm saying tonight, if you keep hearing the Word, it'll change your life. You're going to hear me use that statement a lot tonight. Now, let's look at some things the Bible says will happen when we listen. Hearing will bring us faith. Yes. Or, so faith comes by hearing, by and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17, you all know it. You all quote it all the time. If you're going to make progress in your life, you need to learn how to live by faith, and that comes by listening to the Word of God. hearing the Word of God. Now, some of you people had the privilege of knowing Dad. Some of you didn't. But he didn't talk much. When he was with a group of people, I've sat there with him in the group of people, and they're all talking, more ministers and people talking. And he just sat there and listened. Even when I knew that he knew more than and knew more than what they were talking about, knew more about it than what they were saying, he still kept his mouth shut. He told me, he said, "Son, learn the value of listening more than talking. Listen to the Word of God." He listened to the ministers that were over him. I've listened to the ministers I've been under. And they helped him be successful. That's helped me to be successful. In the long run, he came out ahead of some of his peers. I have too. Because sometimes it's better to just keep your mouth shut. Amen. You know, I have rode with Dad for 2 hours maybe. And the only time he'd ever say anything is if you said something to him, and then he'd say yes or no. "Rich, have you ever rode down the road with Dad?" I used to drive him around a lot, Craig, his grandson. "How many hours you rode with him?" He didn't say nothing. "Many, many," he said. "Though I could go sit in his office. He wouldn't say nothing." "Art," after I sat there a little while, he said, "What'd you come down here for?" And so I'd start talking. And I'd finish. He'd say, "Are you done?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, bye." Am I right? You're his grand, and Rich traveled with him on the road for many years. Am I right, guys? Wave your hand. That was him. But he told me, he said, "You do a whole lot better by keeping your mouth shut than you do by opening it." You see, learn the value of listening to the right people. Learn the value of listening to the Word of God. If you keep hearing the Word of God enough, it'll change your life. But you got to hear it. And hear it. And hear it. And hear it. And keep hearing it. You know, many people find it hard to listen or to hear. Did you know that it affects how successful they can be? You know, some people are just unwilling to listen, and that limits what they can learn. I've done this before with people. You'd be talking to someone, and it's apparent they're not really listening to what you're... They're sitting there, but they're not listening to what you're saying. And then later, on the job, they kept messing up because they didn't listen to your instructions when you were giving them. My dad was a funny person. And those two boys back there, I tell you, he had a theory. 1, 2, 3, and you're out. Is that right, guys? He'd tell you 3 times. And if you messed up after that, you can forget it. I remember one time, years way back in the 70s, he's out on the road with a guy doing radio rallies. And this individual was making announcements and selling books and stuff, and Dad said, "No, I'll do it this way." And they was traveling. The very next night, he got up and did it the same way again. Dad said, "Listen, do it this way." He got up and did it the same way again. That's twice. Third time he told him same thing. Never said another word to him. Rest of the trip. Pulled back into the office. They started unloading the car, and Dad got his stuff out and headed toward his car to go home because it's at the office here, at the office. He said, when you get it unloaded, pick up your check. We don't need your services anymore. That was him. Am I right or wrong? Wave at me if I'm right, guys, because y'all know him. The rest of these people don't know him. But he said, if people can't listen to instruction, no matter how much you talk to them, they're going to keep messing up. And he said, that's what the problem is. They do the same thing with God. Oh, come on now. I realize that's a tough statement, but it's true. How we listen to other people and what they say is the same thing we do with God. That's why I'm talking to you about changing your listening habits. Because the more you hear the Word of God, the more it's going to change you. You know, my dad was known as the father of faith, modern day father of faith. And the people said, oh, I'd like to have faith like Brother Hagin. They could, and you can. I know he read the New Testament over 150 times in the early years, the entire New Testament. I know he read the Bible a number of times. And people won't have strong faith, and they never read the Bible one time from cover to cover. In fact, he used to in early years back when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, he would talk about, I've read the New Testament through 150 times. And the Lord told him, you're getting prideful. Don't quit counting it. So I don't know exactly in his lifetime. That's when I was 6, 7 years old. So he was in his 30s. And he went home to be with the Lord at 87. So he probably read it maybe 3 times that much. I don't know. But you see, if you want strong faith, you got to be willing to do what it takes to get strong faith. What does it take to get strong faith? Hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God. What does it take to build strong muscles? Working out. Right? And it can't be hit and miss. It's got to be regimented. And even if you build up strong muscles and you lay off for a while, you have to start way back down. You can't go in there and start where you left off. Come on. See, he told the Thessalonians, your faith groweth exceedingly. Well, they're hearing the Word of God. You know, the man in Acts 8, I'm not going to read it, but Acts 8 through 10, when Paul was preaching in Lystra, it said the man heard Paul preach, and Paul said he perceived he had faith to be healed. Where did that faith come from? The man never walked. In his whole life, it says so right there in the Word. He heard Paul preach. He heard him speaking the Word. That brought faith to him to be healed. See, it's after we hear the Word, then the faith comes. You know, as you begin to look at this, we can look at some other things here. Hearing the Word enables you to do what the Word says. Now look at Matthew 7:24. Now this just a little talk on Wednesday night for you that are visitors. I like to just talk to people, just down to earth, not trying to give some theological discourse. Couldn't do it too well anyway. Well, I know something about it. I went to school anyway for that. So, but people need to, if you ever notice, Jesus spoke to the people and he spoke to them in the language that they could understand. Talked about olive groves and vineyards and what they understood. I try to speak to people where whatever, what I say to them, they can take it and use it in the natural and the spiritual and be successful in both sides. Because we are a two-track individual. We're a natural individual and we're a spiritual individual living this life together. Like a train, there's two tracks. And you try to run on one, you're gonna derail. You say, we do the same thing. You got to be spiritual and natural and understand both sides. 7:24, Matthew. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, the beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. NLT, I like the way it says, anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it, that's hearing, like a person who builds a house on solid rock, though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the wind beat against the house, it will not collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and ignores it foolishly, like a person who builds a house on the sands, and when the rains and floods come, the winds beat on the house, and it collapses with a mighty crash. See, hearing the word is necessary so that we can build our spiritual house properly. You know, a lot of people get born again and get turned on to God, but they never get proper training and proper teaching how to take the word of God and build their spiritual house. Come on, don't look at me like it is so. I imagine some of you people know some people that got born again, but yet they've never progressed. Anybody know people like that? It's because they have never got into the word of God. Hearing the word is the first step to building your spiritual house. And then doing what you heard is the next step. You ever been working, you know, you got somebody and you got them helping you working and you're telling them what to do, how to do this, and they, oh, I got this, and they start doing it before you finish your instructions and they mess it up? Anybody ever done that but me? Okay, I got four more people that raised their hand. Where's the rest of you? You know, if they would have listened in the first place, we wouldn't have to gone back and tore up some stuff and started over. But they didn't. They got, okay, yeah, I got this. I know what to do. And they just took off. You know, that's what happens to a lot of people. They hear a little bit of the word of God and they take off. And they get their lives in a mess. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, the word of God, you got to take in context. You can't just take one scripture. See, I can prove to you that you should go hang yourself tonight. The Bible says Judas hanged himself, and then it says, go thou and do likewise. Now, I took two scriptures, but people are doing that. They grab a hold of this scripture and build a doctrine on it, and it gets people messed up. Come on. See, we need to get the wise counsel of the whole word, hear the word, do the word, and then we're successful. Anybody agree with what I'm talking tonight? Look at James 1:25. Now we're back over here, Brother James. Man, he likes to put your nose to the grindstone, as somebody said. Man. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not forgetful here, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in all that he does. And the NLT says it, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. I mean, can it be any plainer? Can you say it any better? Look into the word that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. A lot of other things come by hearing the word of God. And don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. It's both hearing and doing that if you keep hearing the word and doing the word, your life will be successful. Now, hearing the word enables you to have the promises of God. Oh, it's time for me to quit. Okay, I'll do this real quick. Matthew 4:24. Again, we'll read both translations. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear more will be given. NLT said, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. Now look at Luke 8:18. Take heed how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. NLT says it more clearly. So pay attention to how you hear. Those who listen to my teachings and understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Whoa. Man, that's a pretty tough statement right there. I mean, it seems to me like God's saying, hey, you want to listen to my teachings and do them? Hey, you're gonna receive the blessings. But you that think you understand and not listening, but for those who are not listening, even what you think you understand will be taken away from you. I mean, sometimes the Bible, people don't like it when the Bible really gets down and starts holding your feet to the fire. They want to hear a feel-good gospel. Well, it is a feel-good gospel, but let me tell you what, there's a wrong way and a right way for everything. You know, any more, you're not supposed to talk about hell, and you're supposed to talk about everything is good. Well, it is, everything is good as long as you're living for God. If you're not, it's the other side of the fence. Come on. This verse that we just read tells us to be careful in what we hear and how we hear and what we do with what we hear. You know, if you hear the right thing, the promises of God are going, and you adhere to them, the promises of God are coming. But if you don't listen to them, he says here, even what you think you understand will be taken away. It's necessary to develop the listening skills of hearing the word. Turn to your neighbor and say, develop the skill of hearing the word. It will change your life. I'm going to say it one more time. I've said it several times. If you keep hearing the word and doing the word, it will change your life. You know, if you will stir yourself up to do what I've talked about tonight, when the end of 2019 comes and you look back, you will see how much it has benefited you to hear the word and do the word. You'll see that God has moved for you like never before. You'll find out that you came through things victorious that before you would have never made it. And you'll look back and see that you were able to achieve a new level of life, naturally and spiritually. Because God wants us to have the good life, both naturally and spiritually. I can prove it by looking at all of the people in the Word of God in the Old Testament, what He did for those in the New Testament, how He brought them up. I know for a fact I have gone and preached in Africa, and I've talked to them about believing God and gone back a couple of years later, and people taking me and show me houses that had tin roofs on them before, and they take me to the house, I see it, and then they'd say, "Look at my house." Okay, I see it. "I got a tin roof. I used to have a thatch roof." To them, that's prosperity. There's that Matt and Kristen Buckley. They're over in Botswana. As you have taught those people the Word of God, have you seen their lives? Just, does it work? It works. When you teach the Word of God, I don't care who they are, what language they speak, it will bring them up. It will bring them up a level. You see it.
I know many of the staff here, Tad, Craig, they go to these countries and they preach and they see the school and the people start going to the school, and then they go back a couple of years later and they see they were here, and they go back and they're at a higher level, not just spiritually, but in natural things. I know Big C travels down to Brazil quite a bit. Have you seen it happen in Brazil, Big C? See, the Word will change your life. Everybody stand up and say, "The Word will change my life. I'm going to listen to the Word. I'm going to hear the Word. I'm going to do the Word. And this year, I'm moving to a new level, both naturally and spiritually, because of the Word of God." Now lift your hands and thank God for it. Father, we thank You for it in Jesus' name. I thank You that the Word works. I thank You that as we enter this new year, we set ourselves to do more listening and hearing of the Word and doing the Word. We thank You ahead of time for what we're going to experience as we go through this year. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, did you get anything out of this tonight? Hey, listen, Connection team, go find first-time guests and take them to get a special gift. If you're looking for a church home, why do we say church? Welcome home. Just come on, join us. We have a great time serving God Unlimited around here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember all the announcements. Remember the announcement about the We Care. They in need of some, what were they in need of? Sheets and coats and blankets and gloves. Yes, they were in need of that. Some of you may want to buy some new ones, but some of you may have some really good stuff that you're not using anymore that you could give. I thank God for the people that when we make an announcement like that, people will actually go out and buy new stuff and take it over there. Hey, God's going to bless you, because the Word of God said if you have the wherewithal to bless somebody, you're supposed to do it, and then in return, He's going to bless you. That's what the Bible says. Anybody ever read that? Yeah. Praise God. All right. If you're in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, then you need to know Him so you can get in on what we're talking about tonight. Or if you know what it is, but you know you're just not where you're supposed to be, and you need to rededicate yourself. Guys are over here. The ladies are over here. As we're dismissed, come to the front and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, you want prayer for healing, you want prayer
somebody to agree with you for a job, you know, pray for any, whatever you need prayer for. If you'll come down here, they'll pray with you and believe God with you, and you'll see a difference in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake hands with somebody and say, hey, I see you here Sunday morning. 9 o'clock, school of the Bible. 10 o'clock, morning worship. Come, believe and come expecting. I'm going to hear the word this week. What about you?